And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's May the 4th, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who invented the piano as we know it, Bartolomeo Cristofori, born in Padua, Italy, 1655. He took the harpsichord, in which the strings are plucked, and he put hammers and dampers onto it. And since the hammers hit the strings, the volume could change according to how hard you would press on the keys. So it could play soft or loud. In Italian, piano e forte, soft and loud. Eventually it was called the pianoforte, and now we know it as simply the piano. Bach was one of the first great composers to use the piano in the 1740s. It's the birthday of Audrey Hepburn, born Brussels, 1929, wanted to be a ballerina. But when Germany invaded Holland during the war and food imports were halted, she got sick, suffered from malnutrition, was too weak to dance, became a model instead. The writer Colette saw her, decided she would be perfect to play Gigi. Audrey Hepburn protested that she could not act, but Colette insisted, and so Audrey Hepburn went to America. She was in Gigi and then in Roman Holiday and went on to star in other movies. It's the birthday of the Israeli writer Amos Oz, spelled O-Z, born Amos Klausner in Jerusalem, 1939, his parents immigrants from Eastern Europe. The name Oz means strength in Hebrew. Lived for many years on a kibbutz where he farmed, worked in the food hall, drove tractors, taught at the school, writing in his spare time. Author of many books, including Elsewhere Perhaps, My Michael, Black Box, and others. Amos Oz, who said, "Every single pleasure I can imagine or have experienced is more delightful, more of a pleasure if you take it in small sips, if you take your time. Reading is not an exception." It's the anniversary of the Haymarket Square riot, so-called, in Chicago, 1886, a labor rally. Near the end of the rally, 200 policemen showed up. A bomb was thrown. 7 policemen were killed. The identity of the bomber was never proven, but 31 labor leaders were arrested, 8 were convicted, 4 were hanged, the others sentenced to life in prison. And it's the birthday of the novelist David Gutterson, born in Seattle, 1956. One of his favorite books was To Kill a Mockingbird, and he took some of the structure and themes of that courtroom drama and wrote his own book. It was an enormous bestseller when it was published in 1994, Snow Falling on Cedars, about the murder trial of a Japanese-American in the wake of World War II. Here's a poem for today by Robert Wrigley entitled Mammoth. Returning the refilled feeder to its hanger on the tree, I am followed, and from my first step out the door to the careful slipping of the loop of twine over the hook's tang, made to understand, as he darts within inches of my eyes, that this hummingbird, while he may not despise me, finds my human dawdling not simply unacceptable, but offensive, a lumbering, no less appalling than the moonscape of my face and its billion plumbable pores, even the vast tidal wash of my infernal slow-witted breathing disgusts him. Therefore, he loops so swiftly around me I can hardly blink, and when I tell him he is beautiful, he hears only the 2-ton roar of a woolly mammoth as it thrashes in a bog, at the edge of which, this time of year, the red sweet flowers he loves most of all still thrive. Mammoth, a poem by Robert Wrigley, from Earthly Meditations, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.